96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Former Wisconsin state legislator Fred Clark is running for Wisconsin's 7th congressional district. He's running to replace Tom Tiffany, who's running for Wisconsin governor. Clark has lived and worked in Wisconsin for 35 years, working as a forester and a land manager. He represented Sauk and Marquette County in the state assembly for 3 terms. He recently moved to the North Woods. Clark says that he made the decision to run for Congress after watching the effects of the current administration's policies.
Overall, I think Congress is not doing its job. And I made a decision that I think I can do better than what we're experiencing right now, and people deserve better. So we launched this campaign October 1st, and over the course of the next year, I'll be introducing myself to people all throughout 26 counties of the 7th Congressional District.
The Forestry Revitalization Act, which is a proposal in the state capitol right now to fund an aviation biogas facility using pulpwood in the Hayward area, is one topic of interest for the Hayward community. Clark says the project is an important opportunity to have a strong forest products industry.
And our pulp and paper industry, which has always been the sort of pillar of the Wisconsin forest economy, well, that's been declining. Fewer people are using paper anymore. So we need to find other uses for our wood products, and the sustainable aviation fuel is a really important opportunity.
While Clark supports the project, he's critical of the state's plan to offer the $150 million grant. He says he would prefer to see it structured as a tax credit that can be earned. If Clark advances from the Democratic primary in August, he would go on to face Republican Jesse Eben in the general election November 3, 2026. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has approved over $300 million in rate hikes over the next 2 years for XL Energy and Alliant Energy customers. XL Energy primarily serves customers across northwest Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and is expected to bring in an additional $126 million in retail electric revenue under the rate hike. The utility provider had originally requested an electric rate hike that would have brought in over $150 million. In 2026, XL Energy customers could see an average increase on their monthly bill of about $13. When the full rate hike goes into effect in January of 2027, those customers will pay an additional $25 more for electricity and nearly $9 for natural gas per month on average. XL Energy officials say that the increases will allow the company to invest in a more resilient energy grid with upgraded technology and infrastructure. Hunters across Wisconsin are gearing up for the fall season, but officials want safety to come first. Lisa Hale has more.
The DNR says almost all injuries happen when people forget the four basics. They offer reminders to treat every gun like it's loaded, always point it safe, know your target, and keep the finger clear of the trigger. Officials say blaze orange or bright pink are acceptable colors. Tree stand users should double-check their gear, keep 3 points of contact, and stay connected with a lifeline from the ground up.
A Republican proposed bill that would bar the use of public funding to cover health care costs for undocumented immigrants was passed by the Wisconsin State Senate this week. The legislation would prevent any state, local, or federal funding from being used to cover health care costs for undocumented immigrants. It passed along party lines and will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration, who is expected to veto the bill. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, State Senator Jeff Smith called the bill a heartless attack on human beings for political points. Health experts are reminding residents to take precautions against respiratory illnesses as the holiday season gets underway. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people planning on traveling for Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. Residents should make sure they're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash their hands regularly, and stay home if they're sick to help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. The Hayward High School Future Business Leaders of America donated 484 pounds of canned goods and non-perishable food to the Hayward Community Food Shelf, almost doubling the weight of food collected last year. The food was collected during their annual trick-or-treat for canned goods last month and was donated to the Hayward Community Food Shelf earlier this month. The Hayward High School Future Business Leaders of America thank all the members in the community for donating. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just 2 field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points, you know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it's a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10, in their final home game of the year. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, some rain will drop to around 34, 35. There could be a little snow mixed in at times, especially further north. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.